Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 252. And we're going to start off with this news from Haunters Against Hate. This comes to us via Paul Lanner. As conventions continue, Haunters Against Hate has been asked to be part of several new cons to spread the word that hate is the scariest thing of all. But Haunters Against Hate can't do it without your support, so we're asking our followers to donate $5 or more, if possible, to keep Haunters Against Hate traveling to various cons with shirts, patches, pins, and goodies, and meeting more LGBTQ youth allies and friends. And your donation is tax deductible. Haunters Against Hate truly adores and appreciates each and every single person who has been there through the years for us. If you cannot, please consider sharing this with all your friends. You can get more information at hauntersagainsthate.com. Or you can donate at hauntersagainsthatestore.square.site. We have an update from Days of the Dead, All Monsters Attack, coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Toshihiro Ogura to the guest roster for All Monsters Attack Chicago, happening May 5th through the 7th at the Crown Plaza O'Hare. Toshihiro Ogura is a Japanese suit actor, a prolific suit actor with an illustrious career in tokusatsu. Ogura is best known as a recurring suit actor in Toei's popular Kamen Rider and Super Sentai franchises. Characterized by his relatively petite body size, Ogura is recognized for his ability to make use of his entire body in his performance for both action and comical roles. Ogura was one of many suit actors frequently employed by Toei to act in Toho's Godzilla Final Wars, in which he portrayed three different kaiju, Anguirus, Ebira, and Kaiser Ghidorah. I hope I didn't butcher those. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Motor City Legacy Horror Convention and Film Festival, coming to Romulus, Michigan. Motor City Legacy's special FX Makeup Challenge official announcement. Are you ready to put your skills and talents to the test? Artists will have 1 hour to come up with the absolute best creation they can with what they're given. They're allowed to use one item from their own kits and must bring their own human, preferably, model. Everything else will be supplied by Motor City Legacy. Each entrant will be given mystery items exclusive to the challenge. Being able to adapt and think outside the box to use these mystery items supplied is a must in order to win this challenge. There's a $100 cash prize, a guest artist night at Erebus Haunted Attraction in the 2023 season, and volumes 1 to 2 of Mike Spatola's The Monstrous Makeup Manual. The entry deadline is March 30th. Register in advance by emailing them at tracy.n@motorcitylegacy.com. And please put Makeup Challenge in the subject line. Be sure to include your name, contact info, and samples of your work. Happening April 14th through the 16th, get more information at MotorCityLegacy.com. We have this news from the Insanity Haunted House in Peru, Illinois. It's no April Fool's joke. Insanity opens for their annual Rotten Egg Hunt on April 1st from 7 to 10 p.m. Search for eggs in the dark, twisted hallways while being hunted by demonic creatures. This is an event you don't want to miss. Find the golden egg and you could win big. More information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/insanityhh. We have a little hiring news from the Holler and Haunts Hayride in Clinton, North Carolina. We're now hiring. If interested, just message us on Facebook. We offer competitive pay and we will work with you the best we can. We're looking for scare actors, tractor drivers, parking attendants, and staff. We'll also give a $100 bonus to make all nights. There's 19 of them this year. Get more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/hollerinhaunts. We have this news from the Frighthaven Haunted Attraction in Stratford, Connecticut. Here comes Peter Rottentail stalking down the bunny trail and leaving carnage in his wake. Join us for an egg-sighting Easter event. Enjoy the attraction while it's decorated for Easter and crawling with murderous bunnies and hair-raising scares. No bunny is safe from Rottentail. Frighthaven presents Rottentail's Revenge. Happening April 7th and 8th from 7 to 10 p.m., Frighthaven Haunted House is a non-profit haunted attraction that is in the business of being scary for the purpose to give back to the community. Frighthaven Haunted Attraction proudly supports the Stratford Police Department and the Connecticut Burns or CT Burns Care Foundation. Get tickets and more information at frighthaven.com. We have this news from the Edge of Darkness Haunted House in Berea, Kentucky. Are you ready for us to bring back our scary Easter egg hunt? Well, we are. April 8th from 7 to 10 p.m. This is a blackout event, just like last time, so get ready to hunt those eggs only using a glow stick. They'll have candy, free tickets, free merch from our gift shop, and oh, did I mention there will be cash eggs too? Who's ready for some spooky fun? Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/lucifers.lair.7. That's the number 7. We have a little news from Six Flags Magic Mountain in Valencia, California. Six Flags Magic Mountain has announced their new After Hours Scream Break haunt event, happening on Fridays through Sundays from March 18th through April 16th. When darkness falls at Six Flags Spring Break, it's time for Scream Break. Six Flags Scream Break offers a new and exciting way to experience the park with a unique twist. Add some vitamin scream to your visit with Fright Fest, favorite haunted attractions, exclusive ride access on some of the most iconic world-class coasters, delicious culinary treats and drinks, and exciting nighttime entertainment. Get that dose of vitamin scream. More information at sixflags.com/magicmountain/events/scream-break. We have this news from Dread Hollow in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Dread Hollow's Scream Break returns for some April Fool's Terror on March 31st and April 1st. For two nights only, thrill seekers can experience the horrors of Dread Hollow with the monsters of Revolt, Blood Harvest, and the Deliverance Escape Rooms. Scream Break will be open for two nights only, March 31st and April 1st, from 8 to 10 p.m. Timed entry tickets for both the haunt and escape rooms are available at dreadhollow.com. We have this news from the All Saints Lunatic Asylum in Apple Valley, California. All Saints Asylum and Midnight Dreary Production Studio is proud to present its annual Rotten Egg Hunt. Can you hunt for treat-filled eggs while being relentlessly pursued by the deranged asylum bunny? Come out for 1 week only, happening March 31st through April 2nd from 7 to 10 p.m. Collect eggs and win prizes. Get your tickets today. More information can be found at allsaintsasylum.com. We have an update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Meet American Horror Story fan favorite Naomi Grossman at Midsummer Scream, July 28th through the 30th, at the Long Beach Convention Center. She may be best known for playing the character Pepper on American Horror Story, Asylum, and Freak Show, but she's also appeared in AHS Apocalypse, as well as the spin-off series American Horror Stories. A 2018 Primetime Emmy nominee for Outstanding Actress in a Short-Form Comedy or Drama for her role in Control-Alt-Delete, fans may also recognize her from 1BR, Table for Three, An Accidental Zombie Named Ted, and Fear Incorporated. She can also be spotted in the upcoming films Replica and Pet Detectives. Passes to Midsummer Scream are on sale now, and you can save 40% off general admission for a limited time. Details at midsummerscream.org. We have this news on an event from Black Dragon and DJ Cyberpunk coming to Cambridge, Massachusetts. Welcome, vampires, werewolves, and creatures of the night. We welcome you all to join us for our musical journey and next big music and arts event, Haunted House, on March 24th at the Lower Level, 55 Bishop Allen Drive in Cambridge. Featuring a haunted house theme, horror decor, free 3D kaleidoscope glasses, electronic rave music, and a horror retro gaming room, featuring DJ, producer, artist, cyberpunk, dark techno, Shrons, Rave Revival. You must be 21 years or older, and the doors open at 9:30. No dress code is enforced, but all black, vampire, werewolf, or monster attire is highly recommended. Remember, no harassment of any kind will be tolerated. Respect the space and the people around you, or you'll be asked to leave. For more information, visit facebook.com/BLVCKDRGN. I'm assuming that's Black Dragon with a V instead of an A, but it's BLVCKDRGN. We have this news on an upcoming ghost tour coming to Statesville, North Carolina. We are excited to be expanding the Haunted Statesville Ghost Tours to one Saturday a month while still enjoying our ever-popular October schedule. Our next event is Saturday, March 25th. We'll offer two tours each evening at 8 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 a person and limited to 20 people per tour, and advance registration and tickets are required. The tour is recommended for children 8 years and older, and some stops are not easily or stroller or wheelchair accessible, and they will sell out, so don't wait. Haunted Statesville Ghost Tours are provided to you thanks to the Downtown Statesville Development Corporation, the Historic Sharp House, the Sharp House Historic Players, and the City of Statesville. For additional information, call them at 704-878-3436 or email info@downtownstatesvillenc.org and get your tickets at downtownstatesville.com/ghost-tours. We have some hiring news from Fearworm, recent guest on the Roundtable of Terror. Fearworm is looking for a highly skilled digital content creator and video editor to join our team. As an industry leader in event and entertaining advertising, Fearworm works with top-rated haunted attractions across the country. Fearworm strives to deliver cutting-edge, creative, top-notch customer service and pivotal advertising results for all our clients. Our agency is growing. Are we looking for you? Get more information at fearworm.com/careers. And finally, we have this news from the Spooky Swap Meet coming to Los Angeles. Join us for some spooky fun on the eerie, hallowed grounds of the Heritage Square Museum in Los Angeles, April 29th and 30th. Shop, snack, have your fortune told, trick or treat at the Victorian Manors of Heritage Square, and much more. Spooky Swap Meet is a highly curated flea market with a focus on sales of vintage, gently used, and/or previously owned Halloween decor, props, costumes, furnishings, collectibles, and creepy antiquities. Set amidst the stunning vintage Victorian Manors of Heritage Square Outdoor Museum, Spooky Swap Meet is an escapist and experimental shopping event for enthusiasts of Halloween and perhaps a bit of the macabre. Included in the price of each ticket are trick-or-treat stops at the historic manors, which will be decked out for the spooky occasion. A portion of all ticket sales goes directly to Heritage Square Museum to assist in maintenance and preservation of this historical Los Angeles treasure. Get your tickets and more information at SpookySwapMeet.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live on the floor of Trans World, and somebody I haven't seen literally in years. Used to go to the West Coast Haunters Convention or go out to some of the West Coast events, Scare LA, Midsummer Scream, or otherwise. Probably saw this guy doing some really cool body painting stuff, Mr. Dutch Bihari. I hope I pronounced that right.
That's correct.
Oh, man. Dutch, how are you doing, sir? It's been a long time since I've sat down with you.
Yep, everything's great. Yeah, I had a great show. Did some great body paints. Got to meet some new people and make some new contacts. I think I got 5 jobs out of just standing there painting. Big jobs, too. Serious jobs, like full arenas, blacklight arenas, and things like that. So I'm pretty excited. Got my next year pretty stocked up with work. And that isn't even what I came here for. I just came here as a hired gun to peddle paint and show people, you know, some body art. And so I've had a great weekend. Looking forward to going home. I work presently in a large-scale foam sculpting shop where we make props for theme parks and casinos and mini golf and paintball and you name it. And,
well, that's news to me, because the last time I saw you, I was probably just like, oh man, he's a body painter. He does. Yeah. What does he know about foam sculpting or whatever? But man, that's interesting.
I do. I wouldn't say a brisk trade, but I do a bit of work every year doing 3D chromodef haunts, and your name kind of gets out there, and people get they're like, hey, I know this airbrush guy. You know, hey, this is good airbrush guy. You know, and so it's kind of like have airbrush, will travel. You know, I can apply that to just about anything. I get people want me to, you know, custom paint their hearses, you know, all across the board. And some of those work out and some of them don't. But I stay fairly busy with the airbrush. But I did pick up this sculpting job strictly by accident about 5 years ago. I went in literally just to paint a prop. He had heard about me through a friend. I used to donate some time to a charity called Magic Wheelchair, where we would trick out these electric wheelchairs and turn them into X-Wing fighters and dragons and things. And they had a booth at the convention, and they were getting ready to unveil Stranger Things Demogorgon. And I was like, that's a hell of a sculpt, you know. And I kind of kidded them a little bit. Oh, shame about the paint job, though. But it was a rush job. And so they were getting ready to mount this on the wheelchair. And he gave me the guy's card. And it turns out he lived in the same town that I lived in. And so I enjoyed the rest of the weekend. And as I was going through my swag bag on Monday, I came across his card. And I gave him a call. And he literally answered the phone, "Is this Dutch?" And so I've been working for him ever since. And he found out in a roundabout way that I knew how to sculpt. And so now I'm his primary sculptor. And I still do paint a large portion of the more intricate props, and it keeps me really busy. It was a blessing to fall into that right before COVID, because I had gainful employment in that period of time where makeup and body art just wasn't happening anymore.
Sure.
So now, but I'm kind of dipping my toe back in, doing some more body art, doing some more makeup work. Definitely want to do some more 3D attractions. So I'm in the right place. Transworld's an amazing resource to just get out and meet people, and like I said, people were throwing jobs at me like frisbees today, so I'm pretty stoked.
I'll have to tell you, I watched you work on a guy yesterday, turning him into some kind of superhero thing, which was just
Skeletor. He-Man. Yeah.
So that was Skeletor, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the base layout. I did not see the finished product, until I was actually leaving, but I did see a lot of blue and purple, and now it's clicking in my head. Holy crap, that was Skeletor. But I saw you right at the beginning of the day when you just had drawn out the stuff and everything. And how long does that take? I mean, you obviously weren't there from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. body painting this guy.
No, that was a pretty quick one, actually. Rendering anatomy is pretty quick for me because I used to do the Sea-Hulk, one of the Seattle Seahawks super fans. I'd paint him up to look like the Incredible Hulk. So just took his already, large... body and just made it look shredded, just with a lot of muscle definition.
I need that.
Yeah, so that's what I was doing on this guy. Kind of almost an exaggerated, plasticky, shiny muscle anatomy thing with all of the Skeletor, bits and bobs, the chest piece and whatnot. I think I banged that out in about three, maybe 3.5 hours. So
it's kind of interesting because I see guys and I see ladies working on various body painting people, and I don't know how to phrase this in a pleasant way or however, so I'll just say it. I see a lot of them still working on them with like half an hour to go in the show.
Yep.
And what do they do afterwards? Are these people like expected to like just go out in the public after they're done, or when everybody leaves, are they going to events or something related to that where they're being shown off here? I mean, if I'm leaving the floor in 30 minutes and no one's there to see me, that's just kind of, I guess, a demonstration of your talent as opposed to what they're going to do afterwards.
Yeah, well, kind of all of the above. Oftentimes, they will wear our makeups to the costume balls if there's one of those happening. I like to leave myself some time at the end of the day, so I like to get done. I think so. We started him at about 10, and we went till, 1:30 or 2, somewhere around there, was when we finally kind of cut him loose. So there was still plenty of time for him to walk around and get photos taken and things like that. And it's really just for the betterment of the booth that I'm doing the demo out of. We're trying to cast their makeup in a good light, show people how durable it is, show them that it's waterproof, show them that people can come up and touch them and put their arm around them and it's not going to just rub right off. And so it is, it's just a sales vehicle for selling more body paint.
So it's more the demonstration than the actual finished product.
Exactly, yeah.
That makes much more sense to me now because I see these people painting. I'm like, you're just going to be done, and then they're just going to hose you off or something.
Yeah, and some of these conventions, like I actually do a fairly brisk trade at tattoo conventions, and tattoo conventions are rather dry conventions because it's just booth after booth after booth with a guy head down grinding on somebody, and you just... is really boring. So the body paint is something where they can walk down one aisle and come back 20 minutes later, and I've actually made quite a bit of progress on the piece. And they check back in with me as it goes, and then they can get their picture taken with the model and stuff when it's done. So it's a little more of an interactive, kind of an eye candy thing, as opposed to trying to set up a stage presentation. A lot of those shows will set up like burlesque shows or freak shows where they're swallowing swords and stuff like that. It's just something interesting to happen in those more boring type convention environments. And the body paint is always a big hit. So I do quite a few of those. I really enjoy them. But this one's really just about promoting the product. The product that I'm promoting at this show is Pro Air by Show Offs. It's Donna Nowak's booth, and it's she's not the original hybrid makeup in the industry, but she's definitely got the best hybrid makeup in the industry. And not to toot my own horn, but I really helped her get her business out of her garage and into the mainstream. I did a lot of promoting for her because I just loved the paint so much. And so now she's kind of a force to be reckoned with in the industry, and she's doing real well. And so she asked me back to do her demos. So,
congratulations there. And you said you had some jobs thrown at you today and over the course of the weekend. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are there any appearances at any conventions, tattoo, haunter, horror, or anything that you can talk about over the next, say, few months where people can meet you or volunteer to be painted if that's something you do.
Well, I will be at Crypticon again this year.
Seattle
Crypticon. And I will be at Fear Expo in Kentucky in March. And I'm not sure about West Coast Haunters this year. I haven't talked to Ed yet.
They're actually not happening this year.
Oh, okay.
Because there's been some issues. They are going to be back in 24, though,
okay,
according to Ed.
Right on. Well, there you go.
There you go.
other than that, there may be a few little face and body paint conventions that I might go to. I did have to pull out of one, unfortunately, just for scheduling purposes. But they're slow to get back going again, unfortunately. The face and body paint conventions took a big hit with COVID.
No doubt.
And they're having a hard time ramping back up again. It seems like the haunt industry is just voracious to get back to it, though, so that's really good. It bodes well for the upcoming haunt season.
For people wanting to possibly book you for a show or see samples of your work or find out where you're making an appearance, what kind of websites or social medias can people go to get information?
My name, Dutch Bahari, on Instagram or Facebook. I'm very readily available on those two social media sites. My website is Contours Effects. And you can interact with us business-wise and book us for things through that website.
Is that the letters FX or
yep.
is it the word FX?
Yep. Contours Fox X-Ray, yep.
Excellent. Dutch, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. I wish you nothing but success and congratulations on what appears to be a very successful Trans World Convention this year.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My name is Drew Badger here live on the floor of Trans World in St. Louis. We are winding down this year's show, having a great time. And we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.